1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
This morning we want to know, what did you believe as a kid? We were having a discussion in the office the other day, and all these things are coming out.
Yeah.
And one for me was that I thought it was illegal to drive with your interior light on at night, because my mama Jules used to blow up at me every time I was like,
yeah, anything
flicking
to get you
it
to
on.
Turn it off.
Yes. Now the thing is, chuck this up on our Facebook. A lot of people are actually saying it is illegal, and you can be booked for it because it's a distraction to the driver, which I totally get it because it kind of does make it hard to see out the windscreen.
Yeah, so your parents weren't lying.
No, I feel like it was just like, you know, my mum always was like, you know, I'm calling the cops. Like, that's the way she would. I mean, little Josie as a five-year-old had to be threatened with the cops to, like, to be taught.
Child, you were.
Anyway, speaking of our Facebook comments, there is a comment on here that I still don't eat to this day because I thought this as well, even though I know it's not. So Donna said that she thought the stuffing inside of a chicken was the actual insides of a chook. And I thought the same thing. And she wrote that she thought her mum and dad were gross for eating it. And that's how I felt. And it's so bad that, like, it was so bad that I still don't eat it now because I just, even though I know it's not the insides of the chook.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still, my mind still, you know, clicks to it. Anyway, Casey said watching too much TV, you know, square eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Eating the crust gave you curly hair.
That's a classic.
Yeah, I would never eat the crust just because of that. And another one on here was that he's... This guy wrote that my dad would come back after leaving at midnight for a packet of cigarettes. I'm like...
All right, let's go to 13, 12, 16, get some calls.
Alyssa from Bunnies, what did you believe as a kid?
I used to think that when you pull the plug out of the bath, you'd get sucked down it.
Yeah! Yes!
Not the only one. You are not the only one.
Yeah, I was petrified of that funnel that creates.
And then and you put your hand or your foot over it and realize, and you got
make sure you don't go down.
Oh, hell no. I was worried that my arm was going to get sucked into it. I was not touching that funnel.
But did you ever put your hand on it and it sucked you onto it, and then you were like,
oh, yeah, make those noises.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Karen from Mandurah. Babe, what did you believe as a kid?
Well, so I had some neighbours across the road. My parents were Ken and Jen, and they were Heather and Trevor. So I thought, well, you know, firstly, that's, you know, what you got to do. You got to marry someone whose name matches yours. That's not the thing, though.
Okay.
I went over there one day to play with a little girl, and he had a ladder out, and he was looking up in his manhole.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, what are you doing up there? And he said, I'm feeding the little man up there. And I said, what? Every house has one. Up your manhole, there's a man that lives up there. And he crawls around, so that's the noises that you hear at night. And we've got to put some food up there for him.
This
poor little cramped up man, you know, he's all hunched over and he's skinny and he's all pale.
I love it.
So I was scared to go up there, you know, for ages. But
I can't wait to have kids to tell them rubbish.
Karen, thank you so much for the call this morning.
No worries.
Bye.
Cheers. All righty, let's go to Brooke from Bunbury. Brooke, what did you believe as a kid?
So I used to think when I was younger that a single bed was for one person, a double for two, a queen for three, and a king for four.
King bed is a busy bed, isn't it?
It was a very busy bed. I'm not sure what possessed me to
that
one.
Was it not the song, there was three in the bed and the little one said?
Maybe. I don't know. Progressive family. I'm not sure.
Nowadays, it's king bed to one person, literally.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah. There's no way there's anyone getting in my king bed.
No, thanks for the call, babe. All right, Zoe from Busso, what did you believe?
Hey, how you going?
Good. Yeah, what did you believe?
I used to believe that skydivers floated.
Oh, really?
Well, because the footage, the other people that were taking the footage were also skydiving, so it looked like they were staying the same level.
Oh.
I always thought they had special seats that made them float.
wait, sorry, I'm not getting you. You thought they were frozen?
No, floating.
Oh, floating! I was like, what?
I thought they had special seats that made them float because the cameraman was floating with them.
Oh, and as a kid, you'd be like, I want one, Mum.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I was 18 when I found out that they did.
Oh, my God.
All right, one last one.
Casey from Daly, I'll wrap this one up for us. What did you believe as a kid?
When I was a kid, I used to think that wearing, like, long sleeve clothes and, like, warm clothes would keep the heat off of me.
Oh.
And wearing... not many clothes would attract the heat to me.
Oh, you know what, though? In the Philippines, that is the case.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, you'll see a lot of people wearing, like, denim, like, they'll wear, like, long pants. I mean, they're conservative as well, a little bit as well. But it's mainly to keep the sun off them, yeah.
And now Casey's gone from believing it as a kid, to, like, now not believing it, and now she's believing it again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.